Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
All right, Rick. Oh, there we go.
A little stovetop here on a terrific Tuesday, You Better You Bet. 20 minutes from now, we got a little mini gaggle of guests coming up in hour number two, which is great. Matthias Stez, the COO of Play Sugar House, is going to join us. That's 1 hour from now. Joey Knish, pro sports bettor, joins us in hour number two as well. 20 minutes from now, it's Brian Scalabrini, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, to talk all things NBA tonight, the two games, some uppers and lowers, the props. It's going to be absolutely awesome. We'll get to He's a Slap coming up momentarily to put a bow on week number six in the National Football League. But right now, we want to highlight one of the great members, one of the all-time members of the You Better You Bet family, who today will be working on his final show. This is our guy, Rick Camp, who's been acting as our interim executive producer since the start of the NFL season. Rick, who's been with us now for, you know, not quite a year, but for, I don't know, Rick, when you came over, but it's been like close to it, right? Close to a year that you've been on the show with us?
Yeah, The Monday after the Super Bowl was my first day.
Wow. So yeah, close to a year that our guy Rick Camp has been with us. So today's Rick's final day on the show. Rick is leaving us to take a job as the executive producer of the Bernstein and Rahimi show on 670 The Score, which is like does like tremendous ratings. I saw that tweeted out earlier this week. So The Score, under the stewardship of our guy Mitch Rosen, continues to kill it. And Rick going to be a major part of that moving forward, which is really exciting. And we are obviously, Ken and I, sad to lose you, Rick, but very happy for you in these opportunities. So yeah, anything, Ken, you want to say, or Rick, you want to say? It sucks to lose you, but we're very happy for your opportunity, my friend.
Yeah, Rick, I'll give you the floor. You can have the floor if you want.
Yeah, I definitely want to say thank you to you guys for making it easy to become a part of the show when I did. Because like for me personally, I was in a weird spot before I came to the show because I had been laid off when there was like that first round of Entercom/Odyssey. I forgot what we were at the time, layoffs in April 2020. So then I was able to come back to The Score and was kind of doing weekend part-time work after being full-time and working on a show for a few years and kind of was lost. And then getting to like kind of come back to a single show format like this for my shift really helped like me get in better spirits about work. And then also just, you know, like working on a different type of show. I'd only been at The Score pretty much since I started there. So, you know, every station's a little bit different. Every show's a little bit different. So it was like getting to be part of something different, see a different way to do things. And then also like learning from you guys about sports betting, being a better sports bettor from it. Obviously I don't get the opportunity at 4 for 4 without being on this show. And, you know, I never forget that. I don't take it lightly. So like to, you know, listeners, obviously everybody worked with on the show, you know, especially like Bill and Tyler for the vast majority of the time that I've been a part of the show. Like, thank you guys for making it easy on me to become a part of the show. And that, you know, we've been able to do a lot of really fun content in however many months. It's been like 8 months or so.
Yeah, it's been an absolute blast here. Ken, I'll give you the floor to say anything and then we can talk a little bit more with our guy Rick.
No, I think just, you know, like the Rick Camp era, like what I mean, I'll just remember it very fondly because I think like one of my favorite things about this show, and you know, obviously we want that to continue, you know, past the Rick Camp era, but the thing that defined it honestly was like just every day was really fun. Like we just did a lot of fun stuff on the show, and I think that translates.
The vibe has been good for
sure. And there's a big anybody who works in any, I mean, especially a small office, but even a big company, we're obviously a part of the umbrella, under the umbrella of a big company, but really we're like a small office environment on it because there's, you know, there's like five of us and we have to talk all the time, every single day about what's going on. I mean, anybody who works in those environments will tell you, like, if there's like one, two people with like a bad attitude or one person who's just kind of like going through the motions, not excited about what we're doing, like that really drags everybody else down because there's only a small amount of us and we have to talk all the time. There's so much communication going on. So I think one, like the thing that I will miss, and hopefully we get to keep going, obviously, on the show, is just like every day, like the vibe is awesome. It's incredibly fun. Like Nick and I look forward to doing the show a lot. You know, we obviously are passionate about the content, but part of it is like, we kind of have like a good, like the best version of like a Clubhouse vibe, basically, in terms of like our chat and being on the show and stuff. And obviously you were a huge part of that. And it really, like the vibe that we have kind of started really when you came on board, I think, and kind of carried through until now. So hopefully we can kind of keep it going as you move on to bigger and better things. But that's what I'll kind of remember finally, is just the day to day. The day to day was just really fun. And I don't think a lot of people get that.
Well, I don't want to say bigger and better things because this is the biggest and the best thing that Rick has.
Well, that's just what you say, buddy. Okay. That's what I'm right.
Of course. Listen, yeah, just being honest here. Right. Rick.
Moving on to smaller and just, littler things, no, buddy. All right.
That's no, what, like we love Bernstein and Rahimi. Like I would love 670 the scores. Like being facetious, obviously. So very happy for Rick and his opportunity. Rick, your favorite thing and least favorite thing about working on You Better You Bet?
Least favorite is easiest right now. Quick Link is not great. Our video software that we're
working on. It makes me want to kill myself on a daily basis.
Why don't you just burn all the bridges on your way out, Rick? Why don't you just do that?
No. Probably, I think maybe the best moment, and it's like the obvious one, because we've had a lot of moments where we've all just like broken and had like any moment where we've like broken and just had like almost nothing airing for like a few seconds because we're all trying to catch our breath from laughing. So like Danny Colombe. That's obviously that's just always always gonna be one.
Shout out to Big Plates.
Yeah,
big plates. A lot of good people, man.
The vibes, Big Plates, Rick Camp, Nick and I on the sand, Tyler happening, is my mic on, just all of that to get collectively, like, how can you not laugh?
Hank Lebiota, my king, was my king. I absolutely lost king. It
yeah, I'll do an honorary for Tyler the hello.
That was an A plus fumble. That's good.
Yeah, like we'll have Tyler on the show later. We'll have an announcement about Tyler coming up in a couple seconds here when Rick's done. But yeah, Tyler's always surprised when we bring him on the air. Except we're literally comes on.
Am I on? Hello.
Hello. For Rick, besides for Quick Link, the thing that your least favorite thing about You Better You Bet has been what?
Nick, it's okay to say
probably.
Okay. which is that's kind of where I'm trying to lead.
Oh no, right now. No, I know that's what you're trying to lead me to. But
8 a.m. text messages from Nick about what we're doing today. Let me fill
in the
blank.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Rick. Why haven't you sent the full rundown yet? And why aren't all the guests booked yet? It's 7 o'clock in the morning Central Time.
Yeah, right. No, that part I'm fine with. I think it's the fact of I get excited for the games because of either some of the places I bet. Or the things I bet because of the show, and then I can't get home for them until like halftime. Because I think actually maybe thing more specifically that I hate is all you guys talking about, man, I can't wait to just like take five steps and go to the living room to be able to start watching this game. Nice. Meanwhile, I'm sitting on the Eisenhower Expressway for like 40 minutes, an hour. My commute's a lot shorter than it used to be.
Yep.
So like if that part's not great, it's like, oh, you know, Thursday night football, I might get home by like the end of the first quarter if I'm lucky.
All right. So here's what we'll do, Rick. We'll give you the opportunity to plug like all the stuff you'll be doing for like 4 for 4 and everything. You'll give your NBA player props for tonight. So we'll do that later. But tell the people right now about like what your new job's going to be. And then we'll get to He's a Slap, like the new show you're going to be working on The Score.
Yeah. Bernstein and Rahimi is going to be on 9 to noon Central Time. They've been doing great, as you mentioned, with the ratings. So a lot of my job right now is, hey, buddy, come in and don't screw it up. Yeah. So you know what I can do? That. I can, add a little bit, try and stay out of the way, because the vibe that those two have on air, their on-air chemistry for not being together for that long is really palpable, and I think it plays really well. So I'm excited to be part of that show. And then I still get to do Bulls post-game. So like today's Tuesday. Tomorrow night I'll be doing post-game for the Bulls first game, and I'll get to do that from home. So that's exciting. Get to sit on my couch, watch the Bulls game, take some notes, and then get to chill and talk with Bill Wennington in post game. It's one of my favorite things.
I hate Bill Weddington because he beat the Knicks a million times in the 90s, but good for you. And look, and I'll say this, and we'll get to He's a Slap in a second here. Like, Rick, I have said to you privately, I know Ken feels the same way, like, you are destined for huge things in your career. There's absolutely no doubt about it, whether it's with I'm Fat, whether it's with the NBA stuff that you're doing. So we are excited collectively here on You Better You Bet to see as your star continues to rise here in the space. And we're very happy to have you be a part of You Better You Bet. All right, enough with the hokey stuff. Let's get angry. Let's curse some people out, Rick, with this week's edition of He's a Slap. How much time is left, by the way, in the segment? We've had you on the whole time, so you haven't been able to get the time cues.
Like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. All right. You know, I kind of want to do something a little different here today with He's a Slap. You know who I'm really upset about? Like, I won the NFL this week. I'm actually not mad. I was going to be like, what, am I going to be pissed at Joe Judge again? Like, yeah, been there, done that. I'm angry at Aaron Boone and the Yankees, but, you know, they don't factor into the National Football League. So here's, you know who the big slaps are this week in the National Football League? You. The listener. The viewer. But only if you are one of these people that comes at me, that comes at other people on social media defending what these moron, pathetic, dumbass coaches do on a regular basis in the National Football League. My mentions are like a sewer filled with the dregs of society. People crawling out of rocks to say, man, Mike Vrabel was right. Because the Tennessee Titans won the game last night. Can I ask you guys a question? You slaps, you fools, you idiots. I'm being serious right now. Did you go to school? Did you ever take a statistics class? Do you know anything about basic probability? Do you know anything about process over results? How do you get up every day and look in the mirror knowing that you have absolutely no clue about, forget about watching football, about how to live your own life, doing something incorrectly and somehow winning, and you're like, man, nailed it. Or the next time you try and do it, you're probably going to lose. And if you keep trying to do it over and over again, you are absolutely guaranteed to lose. Open your eyes. Read a book. Go back to school. Take a class. Listen to You Better You Bet. Try and do something with your life. Stop being an idiot. Learn. Listen. Be open to new ideas. Process over results. If you walk across a crowded street and you don't get hit by a car, it's still a bad decision. It was a bad decision for Mike Vrabel to do what he did at the end of the game, no matter whether they won or lost. Get your head out of your derriere. Slaps. Be better. Be a better human being like me, Nick Costos, the best of the bunch. I kind of suck. Big guest hour coming up on You Better You Bet. We started off Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, talking opening night in the association.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.